Grazie Marco. Però io Marco lo ringrazio non soltanto per la parola, ma voglio ringraziare il professor Mascia per il supporto che ci ha dato in questi mesi. Devo dire che quando siamo andati la prima volta a parlare con lui e con il professor Papisca per proporgli l'idea di essere un po' gli ospiti in Italia dell'International Peace Bureau nella sua conferenza annuale, non ci ha nemmeno dovuto pensare, ha subito detto sì, conta su di noi, ci interessa, lavoriamoci insieme. Quindi grazie ancora Marco e Papisca che vedremo domani. Ah, anche qua, va bene, benissimo. Quindi Marco ci ha già fatto un po' il programma della situazione, però accanto a me c'è Paul Lanzu che è di Pax Christi Internazionale ed è il Senior Policy Advisor, ma è anche vicepresidente dell'International Peace Bureau e poiché questa è, pur essendo una sessione principalmente di organizzazioni italiane, è la prima sessione della conferenza annuale sotto l'egida, per così dire, dell'International Peace Bureau e chiederei a Paul di dirci due parole.
I will speak in English. Okay. Thank you for the introduction, both of you. And thank you for being here in the at University of Padova, in this historical building. It is a pleasure for us as International Peace Bureau to be with you here, the young people especially. The International Peace Bureau is one of the oldest peace movements, peace organization worldwide, more than 300 organizations in an international network with member organizations from Latin America and North America to Japan and the Philippines and from Scandinavia to the southern part of Africa. And so the IPB is, in fact, the oldest peace network in our world. And we are very pleased to have several members of our board here present, including members from Iraq, from Baghdad, including members from Japan, including members from European countries and other countries from all over the world. The focus of the International Peace Bureau content-wise is indeed, as was mentioned, on the topic of disarmament for development. And indeed, the main program of the International Peace Bureau is on a global campaign on military spending. And next year, there will be an international conference organized in Berlin on that topic under the title of Disarm for a Climate of Peace, Creating an Action Agenda. I just want to introduce a bit the session of this afternoon, because indeed tomorrow we will be celebrating the 70th anniversary of the United Nations and its charter. And there are also other organizations, international organizations, celebrating their 70th anniversary, including my own organization, which is Pax Christi International, which started at the end of the Second World War as a movement for reconciliation. Now, the United Nations has, in fact, three main topics to deal with in its charter. First of all, it has to do with international security and disarmament, and there a lot still needs to be done, unfortunately. Secondly, the United Nations has to deal with human rights, and thirdly, with development. And so the topic of the International Peace Bureau is exactly on disarmament for development, but it includes also human rights, because you cannot separate all the dimensions of the peace concept or the problems of our security problems in our world. By saying that, I think that all our problems today in our world are interlinked with one another. And indeed, tomorrow, celebrating the 70th anniversary of the United Nations, and at the end of this year, there will be an important meeting taking place in Paris. It is the climate conference, the COP21. And these days, I think a couple of days ago, a preparatory committee took place in Bonn, in Germany, a meeting of diplomats preparing the draft text, the draft discussion text to be presented in Paris. And of course, the mobilization, not only for the diplomats, but especially from a civil society point of view, is important, because the voice of the civil society on climate change, linked with all the other problems like migration as a result of climate change, but also the armed conflicts which create also the migration, etc., is part of that problem. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was part of a delegation of a meeting with the Belgian Minister for Environment, Joke Schouwvliegen, a Flemish young woman. And we were about 10 people in a delegation of the Justice and Peace Commission of Belgium, and also peace organizations of Belgium, including Pax Christi International, including CITSE, which is the umbrella organization of the development organizations of the church, and also Caritas Internationalis. And my intervention at a meeting with the minister of the environment was exactly on the topic of the United Nations and the expression of Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, saying that our world is overarmed and peace is underfunded. And of course, in the context of the climate conference coming up, I stated that our world is overarmed and the climate fund, the Green Climate Fund, is underfunded, is underbudgeted. So we had an interesting discussion with the minister, and it was clear that also in presenting our requests for the minister to do some advocacy and lobby at the conference also in Paris, it was clear that the topic of climate change is linked with many other items. And I mentioned already migration. It is linked with armed conflicts, etc. Because I believe that we had to meet with the Minister of the Environment, but also the other ministers should be involved in the process. Also, the Minister of Foreign Affairs has to say something about what's going on in Paris. Also, the Minister of Development Aid should be there. Also, the Minister of the Finances, to discuss the budget, should be involved in the process. So I believe that if you still have the energy and the time to approach your political authorities, I believe it is important to focus not only on the Ministry of the Environment, but also on other ministries, because it is a global problem. Now, one of the major inputs came this year from the Holy See, from Pope Francis, with his encyclical Laudato Si. And of course, Laudato Si is, in the words of the Pope, it is not, first of all, an encyclical about ecology. Of course, ecology is included in the text. But first of all, according to the Pope himself, it is a text which speaks about our economic and social context in the world we are living in. So it is an economic and a social encyclical, including the environment, including the ecology. And important to know is that, and that is a reference to the other encyclical of Pope John 23, John Pope 23 with his encyclical Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth, of 1962, April 1962, that encyclical was addressed to all people of goodwill. And again, this latest encyclical of Pope Francis is also addressed to all people of goodwill. That means that all people are invited to join the reflection on the challenges on ecology and environment. And I think that Pope Francis has succeeded in mobilizing a lot of people in that context. Now, Laudato Si is also talking about the fact that when we see and look at the armed conflicts in our world, that has impact, of course, that has serious impact on nature and on the environment where the conflict takes place. And so that is an important element we have to take off. Now, the figures, the facts and the figures of the military expenditure are enormous. And I believe that last year, 2014, about 1,800 billion euro has spent on military expenditure. The nine nuclear weapon states, they spent annually $100 billion on the on nuclear weapons, especially in the maintaining of the nuclear arms, but also in modernizing new weapons, nuclear weapons. So these are figures that are in strong contrast with the figures and the budget we need for the Green Climate Fund. And our aim for the Green Climate Fund is that by 2002, a minimum of $100 billion should go to the Climate Fund if possible. Now, our world sees a lot of problems, and this conference is in fact very timely. Not only because of the anniversary of the United Nations, but it is timely because we are confronted with so many wars going on in our world, with so much misery, poverty in our world. First of all, if you look at the Middle East with an escalation again between Israel and Palestine, an escalation of violence, but also the result of the wars in Syria, Iraq, Yemen, etc., with the result of thousands of migrants fleeing all over the world, especially via Turkey to Europe, etc. And we are talking about, in total, about 60 million displaced people. 60 million displaced people in 2015. Well, 2014, 2015, all over the world. In 10 years ago, only 35, well, not only, but already 35 million displaced people were counted by the UNHCR. That means that, according to the UNHCR, that is the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the Commission is saying that 10 years ago we had 35 million displaced people all over the world, but especially coming from Africa and not at least from the Middle East. But now, with the 6 million, we are confronted with a huge problem, which is a problem on the long term. It cannot be solved by tomorrow. It is a long-term problem. And the High Commissioner also said that since 10 years ago, 15 more violent conflicts became a reality in our world, with Libya, with Ukraine, with Yemen, with Syria, and more. And so the result is that so many displaced people, and unfortunately, many countries built new walls against that flow of people seeking security, seeking a future for their lives. You cannot stay for 5 years in a camp in Turkey. If you're a young man with a family, you're looking for your future, you're looking for a better life. And so it is so hard to see that there is a wall built or a barrier built between Greece and Turkey, a barrier built between Serbia, well, between Hungary and Serbia, between Hungary and Croatia, but even between the Baltic Republics and the Russian Federation, even between Finland and the Russian Federation. It's not only in the Balkan of Europe, it is broader. And I believe that these are very much challenges which we have to confront with. And I hope that during these sessions, this afternoon, but also tomorrow, we can discuss much deeper these challenges. So this was just a couple of ideas as an introduction to the session which will follow on the topic of peace and the planet.
Thank you very much.